Impeachment proceedings, Oscar nominees. I'm John Trout. President Trump says the Senate should simply dismiss the impeachment case against him. The House is poised to transmit the charges to the chamber for trial. This as the president is scheduled to deliver a State of the Union address in just weeks.
Should Trump decide to go ahead in the middle of his impeachment trial, he would follow in the footsteps of President Clinton, who delivered his 1999 State of the Union address during his impeachment trial. He discussed the economy, the federal budget, taxes, and the budget surplus. He did not mention his impeachment. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Nominations for the 92nd Academy Awards have been announced. Nichelle Turner is in Los Angeles.
Scarlett Johansson's going to wake up really happy this morning because she's a double nominee for both Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress, but she was nominated for Marriage Story. Cynthia Erivo, also a double nominee this morning for acting in Harriet and also for Best Song. Saoirse Ronan is one of the Academy's favorites. Charlize Theron was phenomenal as Megyn Kelly in Bombshell, and Renee Zellweger as Judy. She was Judy Garland, and the money is on her to take home the Oscar.
The Joker leads Best Picture category with 11 nominations. Streaming service Netflix scored 23 Academy Award nominations. Iran is cracking down as protests grow over the downed Ukrainian passenger plane. Correspondent Nick Robertson describes some of the disturbing videos coming out of the country.
People are being shot on the streets. The police in Iran are saying, we're not shooting live rounds, we're shooting tear gas, but we see the injuries. We can hear in the videos people saying they're shooting at us, get down, a woman saying she's shot in the foot. Another man says, oh my gosh, she's been hit, bring bandages.
U.S. stocks opened near all-time highs today as investors await the signing of a preliminary trade deal between the U.S. and China, as well as reports on fourth quarter earnings. I'm John Trout.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search.
The 2020 75th Annual Yuma JC's Silver Spur Rodeo presented by Rain for Rent is February 7th to the 9th. Friday's Man Up Crusade Purple Day for Domestic Violence Awareness and Senior Day. Saturday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 2, performances at 4. Sunday is Military Appreciation Day and Ram Rodeo Day. Gates open at noon, performances at 2. Sponsored in part by Alluvial Media, Yuma Attorney Service, Paysetter Homes, Shea Oil, RV World, and KTTI.
If you're interested in a career in media sales, El Dorado Broadcasters have an opportunity for you. A media sales representative designs multimedia market solutions for their clients, including radio advertising, digital solutions, event sponsorships, and more. If you have experience in outside sales and calling on many different accounts, then you already have a great start into the business. Every business has to advertise. If you have media sales experience, that's even better. This is not a commission-only sales position. We'll give you a salary, train you, and you'll make commissions on your very first sale. If you like what you hear, call 928-344-4980. That's 928-344-4980. Successful media sellers make an excellent living, and with hard work, it won't take long for you to get there. Ready to join the world of media sales? Send your resume to hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. That's hiremenow at edbroadcasters.com. El Dorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 70 today, clear and 43 tonight, light wind. 72 and sunny tomorrow, 44 tomorrow night, light wind again. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, 73, 51 Wednesday night.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. Good morning, Russ.
How are you, Mr. Cody?
Very well. How are you doing?
I'm warmer now. Do you know it's a little chilly out? Didn't wear a jacket. You're fine.
It's Yuma. I hear it's going to be about 70. That's what the radio told me.
Probably true.
All right.
I wouldn't doubt it. If it's on the radio, it's got to be true.
That's right. Hey, this is Life, Death, and the Law, the program put together and brought to you by the Decent Garner and Hansen Law Firm, where we talk about estate planning and everything that world has to offer. And, Russ, I have to mention.
What?
This week is our seminar week.
I thought it might be.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
Yeah. So Thursday, and I know we have limited spots on Saturday. So if you are interested in attending our presentation, Thursday would be the most comfortable and the way to go.
Well, where's Saturday going to be?
Well, Thursday will be at the Yuma Main and Library, and then Saturday over the Foothills Library.
Oh, Foothills. That's a busy one.
Yeah, it's a Saturday morning, 10:30.
Yeah.
That one fills up a little bit faster.
So if you're going to go to that one, call ahead, get a reservation.
Call ahead, show up at 10 o'clock.
Early.
Yeah.
All right. Because you could be pushed out.
Well, not so much that, but I say, you know, you'll want to get to the Thursday one because let's say I want to book an appointment.
Yeah.
I have more options on Thursday than I do on Saturday.
Okay.
You know, so that's just, you know, simple.
So Thursdays at what time?
Thursday's 10:30 a.m.
Oh, okay. That's during the day also.
Yeah. So obviously we'd love to have you RSVP and just call 783-4575 or go to Decent Garner Law or Yuma Estate Planning. And you can sign up right there. It just kind of gives us a heads up of how many people are going to attend and how many cookies to buy. Or bake. We should be baking them.
Yeah. Are you watching football now? Is football your thing?
No.
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 I stopped watching it mostly, but...
You know...
I know they did this weekend. They played some good games, but... Oh, wait. I saw a little bit of one.
What's it have to do with the state planning?
Nothing at all.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
No, I stopped watching football back when, you know, the everyone got up in arms and it seemed like the league was defending.
It's exactly the same for me.
You know, against common sense.
I just got fed up with it, you know. Not that Kaepernick took a knee, it's just that the league was okay with it. That's what bothered me.
Yeah.
It wasn't that he did it. Kaepernick's nothing. It's the league.
He became something out of that controversy.
Yeah, they made it happen.
Yeah, it's bizarre world.
It, pretty much.
But we're seeing those kind of policies trickle through on all types of different sports. And I mean, I think even NASCAR had an issue.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to take a knee when you're in the car.
I think with I may be totally off track here, but I thought NASCAR stopped accepting sponsorship from a Second Amendment organization or is it a defense, you know, something like that.
It wouldn't be unusual for them to you know, stop taking stuff that they don't agree with. I mean, that would be NASCAR.
Yeah.
NASCAR's a pretty conservative group.
But and that's what struck me as odd, is they took a stand against one of their advertisers that was on the right side of things.
That would be surprising. I don't know what that is, but NASCAR's pretty tough.
Right, yeah. Which I mean, tougher than football.
I kind of like it, though.
You know?
They follow their own policies.
Yeah.
Their own programs.
Anyways, getting back to our seminars.
Oh, you want to do that?
If you're not watching
football. You want to talk about that?
If you're not watching football.
Yeah.
I guess it's only college football on Saturday, so you can still...
Yeah, you can still go in 10:30. Take some time. Find out about your plan for the future.
Absolutely. Good morning, Adam. How you doing?
Doing good.
Hey.
Trying to get my bearings here.
Nice to see you.
It's always a Monday morning, you know, nice and early. Yesterday I was reading through the paper and I saw, did you see this in the comings and goings, Cody?
About the Decent Garner Hanson Law Firm or the Decent Garner Hanson Real Estate Team?
That's right.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so,
I didn't know.
Savannah, who works in our office, she had told me last week, hey, the paper contacted me to talk about our new real estate branch, and so I told them some of this stuff, and I think it's going to be published in the newspaper on Sunday. And I said, okay. So when I went to family dinner, my aunt, she said, hey, I saw the write-up in the paper, and so I picked it up and looked at it, and it was a good little article for us, and I think they hit it right on the head. So you just communicated some surprise, Russ, when I said that there's a real estate team, right?
I didn't know.
Yeah, and what happened was, I'll just tell you a little bit of the genesis of all this. Obviously, we've been doing estate planning as lawyers for a long time, over 40 years. And so in that act of helping families get through probate or go through a trust administration or plan their estates, oftentimes there is a transaction that needs to be made, okay? So if they're going to do a trust, we help our clients move their real estate assets, their real estate properties, into the name of their new trust or into a trust that they've created before. And that's what we pride ourselves on, is helping our clients use their trust to the best of its ability. So we've been doing real estate transactions for a long time. We look over contracts. We do a lot in the real estate world. And we've been doing that. We've been operating like that for a few years now, you know. And so it finally came to the point where we had clients asking, well, can you do this? Can you sell my house over here? Can you sell my house over here? And technically, you have to have a real estate license in Arizona in order to sell a property, unless it's your own property and you're only doing, you know, a minimum amount in a given year. And so we shied away from that kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, since you didn't have a license.
Right, but there is an exemption to that requirement for attorneys. So if we're selling real estate in the course of our business, then we use our attorney's license to do that transaction. So that's kind of how we were operating. We'd only sell a property if it was through the work of a probate, a court action, or a trust administration, and we were doing just fine. But our clients kept asking us, well, can you do more? Can you sell this over here for me and this over there? And so finally we decided, you know what, we might as well just offer this for our clients. It's such a one-stop shop service for them. So not only can they get their planning done, but we can help them in other ways as well. And as I went through the process of becoming licensed as a realtor, I'd never really thought about it before, but if you think about it, one of the biggest transactions you'll ever make in your life is buying a house or buying a piece of real estate. And we're talking, you know, $150,000, $250,000 easy, especially here in Yuma community. And when you think about it, what's required of a realtor, you know, to get involved in this transaction, to represent you, to make sure that your interests are taken care of? 90 hours of a class that you can do online. And they're managing this huge transaction, legal paperwork, and I thought to myself, wow, that's kind of scary, you know? One of the biggest transactions that we go through in our lifetime, and we've got individuals that are representing us that are, I mean, they don't get me wrong, realtors are great. They do a good job. There are some good ones, there are some bad ones, just like in every profession. But at the same time, they don't have enough time to learn the ins and outs of real estate law or contract law. They take a four-hour class when you get your license. It's mandatory. You do a half-a-day class, and boom, you can sell real estate. And so when I thought of that, I thought, man, that's kind of scary. And the good thing about using our firm as a realty agency is we don't charge any more than another agent would charge to sell a house. Typically, it's 6%. That's usually what an agent will take. And it comes with the backing of lawyers that can look over the contracts, make sure that nothing's getting missed. We can keep the title company on track, and we'll talk about that as we come back. We're running up against a hard break. This is Life, Death, and the Law, 560 AM KBLU.
More
more thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Tune in each morning at 6 a.m. for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Fly Yuma and experience the convenience, comfort, short TSA lines, and multiple daily direct flights to Phoenix and Dallas-Fort Worth. Fly Yuma, and when you're home, you're home.
Enjoy a thrilling 1950s murder mystery dinner at Quachan Casino Resort. A Dance with Death. Friday, January 31st. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Show starts at 6:30 p.m. Arizona time. When a death on the dance floor makes this prom night foul, it's up to you to figure out who done it and get the dance back on track. Dinner show tickets are only $25 and are on sale now at playqcr.com or at the casino box office.
It's tax time. That means H&R Block offices are open early, late, by appointment, and on weekends. You can even walk in and drop off your forms.
Can I run in?
Sure. Just be safe. There's a lot of furniture. Convenient hours, convenient location. Just another way it's better with Block.
At participating locations only. Hours may vary by location.
This is Janet Rosenow from your locally owned H&R Block offices in the Yuma area, where you always know the price before you begin. Come in today.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to 560 KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the studio today with the one and only, the esteemed Mr. Russ Clark, and then we've got Cody as well. He's helping us on the computer and keeping us honest. And prior to the break, Cody, you made mention of the upcoming seminars this week. We've got one on Thursday at 10:30 in the morning at the Yuma Main Library.
Yep.
And we have another one in the foothills for those that live a little bit closer to that area of town. We have one on Saturday morning out at the Foothills Library at 10:30 in the morning as well. So on Thursday and Saturday, they're both at 10:30 in the morning. And what do we talk about there? We talk about how you can get your planning in order, even if you have planning in place already. You might have something from another state, for example. Maybe you're visiting here for the winter, and you have planning done in another state. Come to the seminar and see if your planning has any holes in it. We like to show you the different ways that you can get planning done legally and what the options are. And by the end of that, you'll be educated. You'll understand, oh, wow, maybe I need something more than what I have, or maybe what you have is great. But at least you'll know and you'll have that peace of mind. And so come to a seminar and see what we can do for you and your family. Again, that's at 10:30 in the morning on Thursday here at the Yuma Main Library in town. And then we've got another session out in the Foothills Library at 10:30 on Saturday. So come, bring your neighbors, bring your friends, bring your loved ones. It's good for everybody because when it comes down to it, if you were to become incapacitated or you pass away, those around you, your support system, they're the ones that have to bear the brunt of that. Meaning they're going to have to deal with the financial issues that might crop their heads. They're going to have to deal with the emotional issues. And so it makes sense for them to be involved with you when you're going through this process of learning what you want to put in order, whether that's a will, power of attorney, for finances, for healthcare decision making, or even if it's a trust. And that's usually what a lot of people will choose nowadays, is because it keeps it private, you know. When I talk to clients and we go through the analysis as to what they have and what they want to accomplish, oftentimes that conversation will end up talking about a living trust, because living trusts are just one of the best tools that you can use to plan not only for yourself but for your loved ones. What I mean by that is, yes, you're going to set yourself up really well, but it's going to make it nice and smooth and a great transition when you become sick, so much so that you can't manage things, like go to the bank or call your mortgage company. You just can't do it because you're so incapacitated. Or when you pass away, it'll be a smooth transition from one individual to your successor, whoever that might be, and it might be a team of people. So come and see what your options are. Again, that's Thursday and Saturday at 10:30, see what we can do for you. Even if you have planning in place, this is a great place to come to see if your planning is adequate or what Arizona holds for you if you have planning from another state. Our laws are some of the best laws in the United States for living trust planning or planning in general, because of some of the neat things that you can do for your beneficiaries here through creditor protection means. So come to a seminar and see what we can do for you. Before the break, I was talking about this little article that ran yesterday in the newspaper. In the comings and goings section, in the business section, down at the bottom of B1 is the page number. It mentions our firm because we opened up a realty branch not too long ago. I would say, a month and a half ago, maybe, Cody? Something like that, maybe 2 months ago. And it's been a process. I mean, we started back in, I think, June. But in order to get the state licensing that we needed to operate this real estate arm, it just took us some time. You know, you have to go through those classes and things. It was funny because when I was looking at becoming or getting my realtor's license, I'm looking at all the requirements, and it says, you have to have 90 hours of real estate coursework from an accredited school here in Arizona, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, I took like hundreds of hours of law school classes and about real estate and contracts. And it could have, and I looked into that because I was thinking, man, I don't have time. With my family, I've got 6 kids, I've got this going on, that going on. I'm like, I don't want to go to class. Like, I'm done with that. I've done many years of schooling, and I don't want to do any more of that. But as I looked into it, I thought, you know what? I'm not going to make a stink with the Real Estate Board of Arizona and try and get reciprocity or something like that, because that's what it would have taken. And I'm sure I could have done it. I just didn't want to do that. So I decided, I'll just do the classes. So I did classes and got that done, and Sean Garner, the other attorney, he did so, and
you both passed the test.
We did, yeah. Why do you sound so surprised about that? Come on,
I would hope my attorneys would be able to pass the test.
But it wasn't about law. There was a lot of finance and stuff too.
But most of it is about the code. So there's going to be, when it came down to the test, that's what it was. There's statutes, and that's what it was. Primarily about the statutes here in Arizona regarding real estate transactions, a lot of landlord and tenant law issues that were presented, and then those weird environmental things that really don't come into play a lot, but part of it was also knowing the meets and bounds mapping systems and things like that. That's a lot of stuff we went over in law school, how to write legal descriptions and how to subdivide properties and lots and things like that. So it was just, honestly, just a little bit of a review of law school. We go into a little bit more depth in law school, but it's been years since I went to law school. So it's always a good little refresher. But we operate on a daily basis in this realm of real estate anyway. Like I mentioned before, we help families put planning in place that will help make things seamless and make that transition from them to the successors very seamless, and the way that we do that typically is using living trusts. So we do a lot of trust work where we're moving real estate in and out of trusts or business entities, and so this is not, it wasn't a new realm for us. We're already doing it every day. We do probably 15 real estate transactions a day just because of everything that we're doing, and so this was just an added cherry on top where we can also add service to our clients that not only are they getting their planning in place, or they're going through a probate or a trust administration for a loved one or for a friend, and we're helping them in that real estate, selling real estate for them. Oftentimes what will happen is I'll get a call from a client, well, not even a client, but a client's passed away, and I get a call from their successor that's in another state, and they'll ask me, Adam, do I have to come? Do I have to come to Arizona to do all this because, you know, I'm working or I've got this going on in my life? Do I actually have to physically come?
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
No?
Yeah, with today's technology and with with our team, we can make it where you don't have to actually come. We can get things done, and you just stay put. And that's a huge comfort to those that we talk to, because they can operate their lives, and we take care of the headache things and the stressful things, and we can now sell property for them just like that, you know. We have access to the whole market here in Yuma, just like any other realtor does. And so we're active in that, and what we call MLS. You're familiar with that, Russ. So we can market properties there just like any other realtor, and we often do. But we also have a network of investors as well. Because of what we've been doing for so long, there's a lot of investors out there that might have cash, that might want to buy a fixer-upper and flip it, things like that. So we have investors that oftentimes when there's a good deal or a run-down house, we've got a pool of investors that we can say, hey, this just came up. Do you want to snatch that? And that's a huge blessing to those that are operating on behalf of a decedent, a person who's passed away, or they're incapacitated. Maybe they're going into a nursing home and they don't need their house anymore. It's just now it's just a drain on the finances, because they have to, if they keep the house and mom or dad or grandpa or grandma or aunt or friend is going into the nursing home, they have to pay, you know, over $6,000 a month over here to the nursing home privately or through Medicaid means, and they still have a house sitting over here that they have to pay the electric bill and utility bills and things like that. So it becomes very stressful and emotional. But we can help them get rid of that house and take that money and put it over here into their care needs. And that might even be through the means of an investment product. Sean had Paige Meisenheimer on last Monday, who is an accountant, certified accountant in town here. He's been doing it for many, many years, and he's a really good friend of mine. And Paige and our team all work together when it comes to financial issues, because we have a team called WealthCare where... if you need to make investments, we can help you do that in a way that meets your particular goals, whether you are trying to be aggressive in the market or you don't want to be in the market at all, you want to be in real estate through a REIT, for example. We have a complete one-stop shop system where you come in, we can help you on the legal side. If you need help with taxes, we can send you over to Paige's team at the Meisenheimer office. We can send you over to Steve Schulte at Ameriprise, who is part of our team for financial investment work, and he can give you all your options regarding what you need to do with that chunk of money once you sell the house and what do you do with that. So as you can see, we are there to kind of help families get through what they need to get through and do it in a smart way and protect themselves not only legally but financially, and that's what we love to do. Getting back to the real estate portion of all this, if you haven't noticed, the real estate market is pretty hot right now. I just sold my house. It sold last month. It was perfect timing because I just got my real estate license. So that was great timing. And so we bought it a few years ago, and it acquired value. We made a little bit of money there, and I'm so happy with that because the market at the time that we bought it was still good. And we bought in 2015, and the market was good, but it's even better today. And so we were really happy to get it on the market and to sell it. It sold relatively quickly, and we made money on that sale just from 2015 to this year.
That's good.
I guess it was last month.
Yeah.
And that's indicative of the whole market here in Yuma. It's a pretty hot market here, but I don't know how long that's going to last. So a lot of people are concerned about that, and I think right now it's a good seller's market. So if you're considering selling, or you've thought about selling in the past, and you're just procrastinating, or you're sitting on your hands, we can help you through that analysis. And maybe the answer is no, maybe you shouldn't sell. But you don't know that until you call our office to go through the analysis with us, and we can give you some professional advice as to what you ought to do with that property, whether you should sell it now is a good time, and we can give you comps around you as to those that have sold recently, what they sold for, so what should you list yours for, and what can you expect to get out of that, even after realtor commissions and things like that. So we help you do all that just by calling our office. It's very simple. And we walk you through as that transaction goes through. We're always watching over those documents, those legal contracts that are part of the title process and the closing process. We've got to go to break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law. We'll be right back.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, I would call Ed and Brooke Sexton of Keller Williams Realty Yuma at 723-4370, online at mysextongroup.com.
Listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk. Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances, brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. That's Money Talk every Friday morning from 8 to 9 on 560 KBLU.
Listen every Wednesday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for Chamber Chatter, focusing on nothing but the good stuff from Yuma Chamber of Commerce. Hosted by John Curtis, Executive Director. Brought to you by Nationwide Vision, serving Arizona for over 30 years.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and the home of Yuma's coolest indoor shooting range right next door. So you can shop and shoot in air-conditioned comfort. You can try before you buy, sight in your favorite firearm, or hone your skills. And the best part is, the Sprague's pros are right there to answer any questions or help you in any way. And of course, take your best shot with Federal Premium Ammunition. Since 1921, Federal Premium Ammunition has been a part of America's hunting and shooting landscape. Make every shot count with Federal Premium Ammunition. And don't forget, the used gun sale continues all week long. We're talking used rifles, shotguns, pistols, and much more. Selection changes all the time, so you never know what you're going to find. It's all good fun, the used gun sale. So a quick recap, the range is open. Don't forget the Federal Premium Ammunition, and the used gun sale continues through the week. And of course, there's only one place this could all be happening, at Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Noe Sotelo, and this is your KYMA News 11 update. Rural Metro Fire had a busy night, responding to two consecutive fires in Yuma Saturday night. The first happened shortly before 7 p.m. with Rural Metro responding to a highway fire near Avenue 4E. Multiple units attended the scene to find a commercial shop and offices in flames. The fire was contained by crews, as well as help from the Marine Corps Fire Station. Then, at 2 a.m., crews responded to a house fire near Primrose Street. The fire was fully extinguished by Rural Metro Fire and the Yuma Fire Department. No civilians or firefighters were injured, and both fires are currently under investigation. I'm Noe Sotelo, and this has been a KYMA News 11 Morning Update.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to 560 AM KBLU. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. I'm in the booth today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, and then we've got Cody on the computer just fact-checking and things like that. Before the break, we talked about how we have ventured into the real estate world officially, how we've become real estate agents, myself and Sean Garner, my partner. We have Savannah in our office as well. She's a realtor, and so she does a lot of the heavy lifting and does a really good job. She's been doing it for years, and she's really fantastic. The reason that we brought that in is because we wanted to help our clients in the sense of being a one-stop shop kind of place, where not only can you get your planning in place, or maybe you're working through an issue with a loved one or a friend legally through our office, like a probate or a trust administration or a guardianship or some issue like that, a Medicaid issue, and there's real estate involved that needs to be sold or something needs to be bought in order to accomplish a goal. That's why we got our real estate license, so that we could help our clients do that and be part of the local system here. Without your real estate license, you cannot be, I guess you can say, in the loop in Yuma, because you have to be, in order to be part of the network of real estate properties that are kind of broadcast to all of the agents, you have to be a licensed agent to be part of that system. It's called MLS, Multiple Listing Services. And what happens is, when you call a realtor and say, hey, I want to buy a house with approximately this many rooms, this many bathrooms, a pool, a jacuzzi preferably, and I want to kind of be in this neighborhood, what we can do is we go to the system. It's not just what we can find, but all the agents and heirs in Yuma are part of this system. And so if they have people that they're helping to sell their house, they put it in this communal system between us and other realtors, so we can see that really quickly, and we can run searches and find exactly what you're looking for and give you properties that meet that description. So that's how it works. But you can't be part of this system unless you have a real estate license. You're not allowed to be in it. And so that was part of the reasoning. We were selling real estate for years under our attorney's licenses, but in order to be part of this system, in order to actually advertise the properties better to more agents here in Yuma, we needed to get our licenses, and that's really what the impetus was behind getting the license, so we could move properties a little quicker and easier now that we have other agents aware of what we have on the market. And so when we got our license, that just opened up the floodgates. And not only, because before that, it was kind of word of mouth. We would use Facebook and things like that. We would tell other agent realtors that we knew. We would use private investors that maybe were cash buyers and things like that we would go to, hey, we've got this property, are you interested in it? But it just opened up a whole new world once we were able to get into the MLS system and advertise our properties there among all the other agents in Yuma. So it's a good team effort to get that sold for our clients, and hopefully at the highest price. I mean, that's the goal. You want to sell, if you're a seller, you want to sell at the highest price and get the most gains that you can get. But if you're a buyer, you want to get the lowest price so that you can have a lower mortgage or whatever that might be. And so either way, we can represent a buyer, we can represent a seller, and we have all the tools and the ability to do that. We also have what we typically do in practice as we go through the estate planning work legally. I'll always, if there's real estate in that particular estate, I'm always doing chain of title searches and things like that. That's just part of what we do, because we want to make sure that the chain of title is correct for the deed to a property, and make sure that there's no issues that we need to correct. If you don't correct issues, it just becomes somebody else's headache down the road. And so we want to make sure all the legal descriptions are right on that property, make sure the chain of title from owner to owner is going to be correct, so that there's no title issues and you can actually insure that property through the title company. And so we were already doing that, and we have access to multiple title companies here in Yuma and abroad throughout the United States, so we can do searches on property, do title searches and things like that, double check that the title is correct on that particular property. And we were already doing that, so it was just a natural transition once we got our real estate license to not only continue to do that for all the properties that come through our office, but also to offer the ability to post that in the MLS services and sell that property for somebody else. So when it comes down to the transaction of actually selling the house and we're dealing with the title company, we can tell them, hey, listen, there might be a blemish on this title. We're fixing that. We're going to fix that, and it's part of what we're doing, and so you don't need to worry about that. We move along with the transaction. Oftentimes what will happen is I'll have a client come to me because they were referred to us by a title company. They want to sell their house or they want to sell a property, and when they go to sell or they hire an agent, the title company, and then they go to the title company and say, hey, yeah, we're going to sell this. We need to open this up for escrow. The title company, once they do the search on title, they say, whoa, you don't have authority to sell this completely. There's somebody on title, and they passed away 20 years ago, and now you've got to probate that interest. You've got to do something with that. That's not what they tell them. The title company just says, go see Adam and Sean over at Deason & Garner & Hanson, and they'll tell you what needs to happen.
How do you clean that up?
There's a lot of different means. So there might be a probate issue that we have to go through. Maybe it's in a trust and we've got to do that.
But if it's something that's 20 years old and that probate's already been opened and presumably complete. It's not complete. You can reopen it?
You can reopen it, yeah. You can ask the court to reopen it and for a one-time transaction type thing if you wanted to. The judges are very, especially here in Yuma, they're really understanding about that kind of stuff. If you can present it in a way that, listen, there's no adversarial things happening here. We just need to get this transaction through, and somebody messed up 20 years ago on this, or somebody didn't know what they were doing. Oftentimes what I see is people try to quit claim things, so they'll go to Staples and they'll buy a quit claim deed form or something like that, or they'll just write it out, you know, or print it off the internet. They'll Google quit claim deed because a lot of people hear that word quit claim. Oh, just quit claim it. And so they'll print off these forms, sign them between them and their neighbor or their friend or their family member, and go record that and think that title passed. And sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it does, but with a lot of messy baggage. And so those are the types of issues that we see come to our office, because title companies are like, hey, we're not moving along with this because you need to get this ironed out before we will insure the title through this transaction. And so they, lo and behold, set appointment with us, and as we go through it, I can see that blemish that the title company saw, and I said, well, this is why they sent you here. And oftentimes people will be surprised by that. Well, I don't know why they sent me here, because they just said to come and see you, and I'll explain, well, this is why. You've got an issue. You cannot give title because this, that, or the other, and we've got to fix that. And so we work them through those issues. So that's the value of not only having attorneys behind the transaction, but licensed real estate agents that can actually market that property in a way that puts it out there in the whole Yuma County, and even beyond. You know, it's not just Yuma County, but it puts it in the grasp of buyers that are looking for that particular property that you're trying to sell. Like I mentioned before the break, we also have tools to give you an analysis for your particular neighborhood. If you're thinking about selling, call my office, because we can give you the analysis right around you as to what your house would probably go for, a good marketing price that you can probably get for that. And that's based on a lot of data that we run, and we do reports and things like that. And we give you an analysis as to, listen, this is what's sold around you. This is what you could probably get in this market. This is how the market trends are. And it's a good time to sell. It's not a good time to sell. Or what do you want to accomplish? Do you want to pay off the loan and then have some money left over? We can run all those numbers. We can give you a very, very smart analysis as to what you need to do in order to accomplish the goal that you're trying to accomplish with that sale. I mentioned that my wife and I bought a house in 2015, and we sold it last month because we're moving out to the foothills, and we're just living in this little trailer right now. And the hope is to just save our money and ultimately build something, but it's going to take years to do that. So for the interim, we're just living in a little trailer out in the foothills.
That's awesome. I think that's just the right way to do things.
Well, it's because you haven't been to my house yet with six kids running around.
It gets tighter, I understand. Yeah.
I just send them outside. They say, the tent's outside, okay? Go sleep outside and go out of my house.
Go find some scorpions.
Yeah, go find some scorpions. Yeah, the little ones, the better. So that's what we try to do, and so we said, well, my wife is she's awesome. I mean, she's just incredible, and she's really good with finances and keeping us on track. She's the one that does the money in the house. I do the work, she manages the money.
Are you looking to save enough money to buy it as you go without a mortgage, or are you just looking to have a small mortgage?
I'm okay with having a mortgage. I think that's more realistic, but my wife, she's all into Dave Ramsey, that kind of stuff, you know. And
great thing.
And I love Dave Ramsey. I love that mantra. But I also am a typical American that also has that mentality of, I want it now.
So you can.
So it's hard for me to say, well, I'm going to wait 5 years till we have enough money to do something.
Send Dave Ramsey a note saying, you're ruining my life. you should take a look at how small my place is, or something.
No, it's actually been really, really fun. She, it caused us to declutter. That always happens when you move from place to place, you know.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You carry these things around for years, you know, and in the garage or up in the storage or whatever.
Never access them.
Yeah, and that's what happened. So when we moved out of the house a few months ago to get it ready to sell, inevitably that's what happened. You start to come across these things that you carry them around for years. I'll use this sometime. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use this here, there. And ultimately it was really good because we were like, we haven't used it for the last 5 years. We're not. Get rid of it. No. It doesn't bring me joy. That's my wife's big thing. This doesn't bring me joy, so don't keep it. If it brings you joy, you keep it.
So, but you kept all the kids.
Yeah, she did.
Okay, all the kids bring you joy.
Well, I said mostly she did.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah. I try to go.
That's why there's two of you.
I go home when the kids are in bed. That's my goal every day. No, I love my kids. They're fantastic. Challenging, but the best thing ever, you know?
Yeah,
it's a dual-edged sword there. They're the best thing that ever happened to us, but at the same time, they're the most challenging thing that ever happened, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So we moved out of our house and put it for sale and sold it, and I think it took about a month and a half by the time it was listed to sell. And it was over off of Avenue B and 16th Street, what they call Rancho Sereno. So that was a neighborhood, and it was built back in the 90s. But we made a pretty good chunk of money there because we bought it in 2015. We put a little bit of, we retiled it over the years. We retiled it. We put new countertops and stuff. We just fixed it up and made it where we wanted to be there and put it for sale and made a little bit of money there. And so it was really good. And Rancho Sereno is an older neighborhood. So if it acquired value, most likely all the properties in Yuma have acquired value, and they have. It's a really good market right now. But it's not always going to be like that. So if you're thinking about selling, then call our office. We can give you some comps, and we can steer in your right direction. And hopefully we can, if you want to, move forward with us representing you in a transaction and get you out there to actually sell that property. We've got to go to break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and the home of Yuma's coolest indoor shooting range right next door. So you can shop and shoot in air-conditioned comfort. You can try before you buy, sight in your favorite firearm, or hone your skills. And the best part is, the Sprague's pros are right there to answer any questions or help you in any way. And of course, take your best shot with Federal Premium Ammunition. Since 1921, Federal Premium Ammunition has been a part of America's hunting and shooting landscape. Make every shot count with Federal Premium Ammunition. And don't forget, the used gun sale continues all week long. We're talking used rifles, shotguns, pistols, and much more. Selection changes all the time, so you never know what you're going to find. It's all good fun, the used gun sale. So a quick recap, the range is open. Don't forget the Federal Premium Ammunition, and the used gun sale continues through the week. And of course, there's only one place this could all be happening, at Sprague Sports, Yuma's Hunting and Shooting Headquarters, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Is a college education a dream you hold for your newborn? It's important to take steps to begin meeting this financial challenge. To learn about flexible college savings programs, contact Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. They can help you plan today so you're prepared for tomorrow's college expenses. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. The Yuma Home and Garden Show returns to the Yuma Civic Center. See what's new in home improvement at Southwest Living. Talk to experts. Shop, compare, and save big. Have fun and get all your gardening questions answered by the Garden Club. January 17th through the 19th at the Yuma Civic Center.
Are you a proven leader? Do you have experience in broadcast operations and sales? If so, El Dorado Broadcasters is looking for a market manager in Yuma, Arizona. We're looking for a sales-driven, people person to lead our tenured sales staff to new heights.
Would your staff walk through walls for you? Are you a compassionate leader who raises the bar by example? Can you sell and help others sell? Do you understand and appreciate programming and the part it plays in our success? Community involvement is essential. We are a growing, privately held company that offers a good salary and great working conditions. Prior market manager experience is a plus, but not mandatory. If you're a director of sales and you think you're ready for your next step, this could be for you. Please send your cover letter and resume to YumaResumes@EVBroadcasters.com. That's YumaResumes@EVBroadcasters.com. No phone calls, please. Eldorado Broadcasters is an equal opportunity employer.
Hello, I'm Paul Anka. Please join me when I perform Anka Sing Sinatra. His songs, my songs. My way.
February 28th, 8 p.m. Arizona time, PIPA Event Center at Quitshawn Casino Resort. In one night, Paul pays tribute to the immortal chairman of the board. On the same night, Paul performs the songs that made him a global legend. Get tickets now at playqcr.com or at the casino box office.
It'll be a night that you don't want to miss.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. This is 560 AM KBLU, and I'm in the booth today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark, and then we've got Cody on the computer. We've been talking a lot about real estate today. If you have any questions about your particular property or a property that you're interested in, give my office a call. It's 928-783-4466. That's 928-783-4466. And ask for Savannah, ask for myself, or ask for Sean, and tell us what you're trying to accomplish as far as your real estate goals are concerned, and we can walk you through an analysis as to your property prices or comps for your particular house, if you're trying to sell your house or your property, and give you some ideas of what you should be doing. And if you want to hire us to be your agent, that's also great, because we can walk you through that whole transaction and hold your hand and look over all the paperwork, make sure that legally everything's going to protect your interests and the contracts are right, that the title is right, and that the title company is doing what they're supposed to. So we're really a one-stop shop for all of that. And if you're thinking about selling, now's a really good time to do it. Like I mentioned before, my own personal experience, we bought a house back in 2015. We financed that, obviously, like most people do, and we were still able to sell it, pay off the loan. This last month, we put it up on market. It took about a month and a half, I think, from listing it to close of escrow. It was about a month and a half when we sold that property, and it was a 1995 house, I believe it was, 95 or 96, beautiful area of Yuma. It's nothing fancy, though, you know. It wasn't like custom homes or anything like that. It was just one of the track homes in Rancho Sereno, and it sold really well, really fast, and we made some money off of that, paid off the loan and still made money.
Wow.
So it's a good market right now, and I can attest to that, because I just experienced it. So if you have questions about selling your property, give us a call, 928-783-4466. Also, another good advantage, and I just thought of this as I was thinking about making money off a transaction, meaning if you were to sell your property and you make money, some of the tax issues that might come into play legally as well is something to think about. And so calling our office, having us not only as your realtor, but as your legal team that can help you understand any tax implications that might come up because of what you're trying to accomplish with that real estate is also an added benefit. That's a cherry on top. Most people are concerned about selling their property because they're worried about capital gains tax, and then that might come into play in your particular situation. It might not, but if you call our office, we can walk you through that analysis and let you know, okay, if you sell your house right now, this is what you stand to gain, this is what you probably listed for, this is what's going on in your neighborhood, this is the estimated time when you can close, and this is the tax implications that might come up. You might have no tax implications, you might have tax implications, and this is what they are. We can prepare for them like this. So there's all sorts of things that we can help you with, and it just takes a phone call. It takes a phone call from you to our office, 928-783-4466. Sometimes people are worried, like I mentioned, about selling their property and having too much of a gain because they're worried that the IRS is going to take a lot of that. The reality is there's a lot of exemptions to the capital gains rules when it comes to selling your real estate, your residence. And so most likely, you wouldn't, I say most likely, because most people fall in the category of having a house that has so much equity in it that you sell it for less than $500,000 in a married couple situation. That's the exemption from that capital gains rate. So if you sell it for less than $500,000 and you're married, then you don't need to worry about capital gains. And so there's other rules to that, but that's a general rule, okay, of thumb. You just don't need to worry about it. So come to our office or call our office and set an appointment. We can look at your transaction, what you're trying to accomplish, what's your goal, and we can walk you through how that would look, what it's going to cost, and ultimately what you'll keep in your pocket from that transaction. We also do title work where we look over the chain of title, make sure that the title's up to date and that there aren't any blemishes there, and we can walk you through that analysis as well. And we help you with the market analysis and the deed transferring if we need to do that as well. We do a lot of deed work, not only in Arizona, but in other states. We have a network that we use to do recording and deed work in other states, especially here on the West Coast, where we do a lot of work in California. We do a lot of work in Nevada, all these surrounding states, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, up north to Washington. I do a lot of transactions in Washington because a lot of our clients on the estate planning side, legally, they have a lot of assets up in Washington State or Oregon or those northern states. And so I do a lot of real estate work up in Washington and Oregon because we do it all the time for a lot of our clients. So we're very familiar with the markets in those areas. And if it's a state that we don't do a lot of work in, we can become familiar with those particular states because of the access that we have to certain databases and data, knowledge that we have through the title companies and things like that, and market analysis type tools. So if you want to sell your property or you want to get your affairs in order, we're the one-stop shop that you're looking for. Come to our seminar. It's upcoming this Thursday at the UMA Main Library at 10:30 in the morning. That's in town here. And then if you can't make that one, come out to the Foothills Library at 10:30 on Saturday and see if we can't give you some information that will be useful for you to take the next steps to get some planning in order if you don't have it, or to update your planning that you have, because oftentimes people will create their plans, and I see this all the time. Last week, I meet with quite a few people in the week, and There was more than once that we overlooked their planning that was done 5, 6, 7 years ago, and it was already out of date because of things that have happened in their family. And the actual planning that they had put together through some other means, whether it was a financial planner or maybe it was another attorney in another state or even here in Arizona, however they had that done, it didn't contemplate these changes, which is something that we try and do in our office. It's not our goal for you to continue to have to change or update your plan every 2-3 years. That's just ridiculous. We want you to be able to have a plan in place that endures time for quite a while. That doesn't mean that things don't happen in your family that are unforeseen, but we try to contemplate those things as much as we can and plan for that so you don't have to change everything all the time. Call our office, 928-783-4466. We'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
If you have questions or want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Deason Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit yumaestateplanning.com.
Show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.